Hello, I'm Andrew Tuck and you're listening to Tall Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. Today, Monocle's Will Kitchens looks at two quietly iconic residential tower blocks from Toronto's Annex neighbourhood. He assesses their influence on what would later become a skyline that stands out as one of the most famous city silhouettes, recognisable anywhere in the world.
Standing tall above the red brick, pitched roof homes of Toronto's The Annex neighborhood is a 15-story, worn white apartment tower. Its fifth floor flares outward, gently arching over the entrance below. This is the Vincennes Tower, and its tall sculptural form sticks out amongst the neighborhood's single-family homes, a hybrid of Richardsonian Romanesque and Queen Anne styles that's unique to Toronto. The tower was built in 1966 by Estonian-born architect Uno Brie. 3 years later, it was joined across the road by another of Brie's designs, 44 Walmer Road, whose undulating hole-punch steel balconies echoed the flamboyance of the space age. Adjacent to the two buildings sat my elementary school, and there, in the schoolyard, I played in the tower's long shifting shadows, and during art class, I sketched their curves. They loomed large in my imagination, so my fascination turned to dismay when I returned to school following the summer holidays of 2001 to find that the landlord of 44 Walmer had replaced the building's most distinctive feature, its balconies, with tinted glass. Uno Brie was born in Estonia in the 1920s. The Second World War prompted him to flee in a sailboat across the Baltic Sea to Finland, before arriving in Canada in 1950. 5 years later, he graduated from the University of Toronto's Architecture School, embarking on a career that would leave a divisive stamp on Toronto. While most mid-century architecture was defined by straight lines and rigid boxes, Brie instead opted for grand, sweeping curves and flared bases, thanks, in part, to improvements in concrete construction. Brie's greatest architectural success is 20 Prince Arthur, a 23-story tower found on the Annex's eastern edge. Built in 1968, the building's exterior is defined by 8 vertical spines. At their base, they resemble medieval-inspired flying buttresses, but as the building rises, they taper into a crescendo of sculptural fins. Most often likened to a rocket ship, the building challenged the conventions of the day. To the architecture establishment, Brie's originality was also heresy. In an interview with Toronto journalist Alfred Holden, Brie spoke of how he was derided for not taking architecture seriously enough. But the passage of time has been kind to Brie's position on Toronto's architectural mantle. What I didn't know in 2001, when my budding interest in architecture was met with fury that the balconies of 44 Walmer had been replaced by offensively boring glass, was that I wasn't alone. Tenants and residents of the neighborhood felt similarly. In Jack Badden's The Annex, which is the definitive history of the neighborhood, he deemed the move the equivalent of painting a mustache on the Mona Lisa. While that's, of course, an overstatement, Brie's designs have amassed a legion of fans decades after the construction, and I suspect it's for good reason. As of January 2019, 104 cranes dotted Toronto's skyline. That's the most of anywhere in North America. Some 400 new high-rise buildings will soon be added to a sea of faceless glass condo towers, which increasingly replace the icons of forgotten Toronto, of hole-in-the-wall music venues, of elaborate neon signs and mom-and-pop shops. Toronto is often criticized for its conservative architecture, and for those of us here in the city that are protective of Brie's designs, it's not because they're necessarily architectural masterpieces, but because they stand for something different, something uninhibited, in a city that, visually, is increasingly defined by sameness. As Brie said in another interview to Alfred Holden, this time in the Toronto Star, "My designs are original, and originality is the hardest thing to come by." Thankfully, today, Brie's originality is being preserved. Since 2004, 13 of his designs have been listed as heritage buildings. One is 100 Spadina, another tower, this one, just north of my elementary school. Like 44 Walmer, 100 Spadina's most distinctive feature is its balconies, which are built of patterned concrete blocks. But by 2014, a lifetime of Canadian winters had taken their toll on the blocks, and replicating them wasn't an option. They no longer met the city's building code. But a trio of Toronto-based preservationist firms had the answer. They replaced the concrete blocks with glass panels, their surface etched to replicate the original pattern. I've walked by hundreds of times since, and I must admit, took me years to realize that even a single block was out of place.
You've been listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production. Our thanks to Will Kitchens for today's episode. Remember to tune in every Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Andrew Tuck, goodbye, and thank you for listening, City Lovers.